Okay, here it is, the pre-show for the 25th. It was a late night tonight. Didn't get in until just about 15 minutes ago. Because I was in town at an actor's workshop. And we also have the illustrious Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. And I actually had a recording of Jack Armstrong, John Armstrong, interviewing Sergei Bobrovsky, although he was doing the same voice. He was trying to be me. Maybe we'll play that tomorrow, but tonight we're going to do an encore, or today we're going to do an encore. Just because it's like I'm really fucking beat, man. It's really late, and we occasionally have to do this. Coach Dozier, though, tonight or today, whichever, will be holding forth about his coaching career and his dancing. I think this about this time last year, we were really heavy into Coach Dozier's, dancing door to door. And so, which I thought was quite fun, you know. So, what can I tell you? What else we got going on, man? That's really it. I could tell you about the, that's really it. It's a long drive, man. I go from out here, Channel Islands, into Hollywood to Cahuenga Theater West, and then you're driving home. I like driving. I've been driving long distances my whole life because if you live in this town, everything's on the goddamn freeway. Everything is wherever you're going, you got to get on the freeway to get there. Yeah, there are places locally in my hometown I would go to, but I'm saying work, you had to get on the freeway to go to work. And I got used to it, and I've gotten used to it, and I actually like it. I have music playing, generally pretty loud. It's kind of the soundtrack to my trip, you know, all the headlights and the... And I've noticed, and this is not my imagination, because I've been driving for goddamn 55 years. 55 fucking years I've been driving, and I've noticed more than ever motherfuckers tailgate. Now... Tailgating is a, you know, long-standing tradition among assholes everywhere. But in this motherfucking country, they really, lately, within the last 3, 4, 5 years, man, cats are tailgating, you know. The temptation to fucking German brake these fucking people. German brake, ever use that term anymore? Or just, you know, hot brake somebody. You know, if you pump the brakes on them, they get angry. I'll never forget this one guy, but, you know, here again, you have to be careful who you flip off. This cat cut in front of me with no signal. This has not got anything to do with tailgating. But it does have to do with motherfuckers changing lanes without a signal. And this guy cut right, so I leaned on the horn. And he flipped me off. So I flipped him off through my windshield because I was assuming he was, looking at me in his rearview mirror. Now what does he do? He gets out of that lane and sort of slows up parallel to me. So in other words, me honking at him, he flips me off, but he does exactly what I want him to do. He gets the fuck out of my lane. I was in the fast lane. But I noticed him now backing up, and he starts flipping me off. So I flipped him off again. And what I did, and I get crazy in traffic. I don't know that I would ever really do anything to hurt anybody, but... I guess I'm crazy enough where some people get fucking scared because I flipped this guy off and I stayed parallel to him. I didn't speed up. I didn't slow down. And I saw this guy go from the number 2 lane. He just gradually drifted over to the farthest fucking slow lane that he could get to continue his trip without any further ado. And I think it's because nothing gets me angrier than that. And I probably, and this will be to my everlasting regret, I'm sure, because I'll wind up getting killed. But I swear to almighty fucking God, nothing pisses me off more than motherfuckers that cut in front of me without a fucking signal or tailgate me. And I lose my goddamn, I lost my mind one night coming back from premiere. This is years ago when I was married. At 11 o'clock at night, I got off the air. Some cat swung in behind me. I remember slowing up and rolling my window down and flipping this guy off with my arm hanging out the window, the wind whipping through my what's left of my hair. And I must have looked fucking crazy because this guy he backed way the fuck off. He went way, all of a sudden, it was almost as if he just pulled his foot off the accelerator, drifted way, 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 way fucking back. And I tracked him in my rearview mirror, and then he went way over to the slow lane and then got off the freeway. And it's probably a good thing he did that, because I don't know, maybe if, who knows, some of these cats are armed, you know? I have a concealed carry. I don't carry it in my fucking car, though. I don't go out into the goddamn world every day with a gun. I don't do that. There are instances when I do. You know, you can use your imagination, but I don't every fucking day of my life drive around with a gun in the car. Just don't. And that's a good thing for the most part. All right, why am I talking this way? This is terrible. But it is me, it is late, and it's time for the show. Bless you.